Orange County honors community heroes at Kindness Awards in Fullerton. Fullerton, Calif. After helping thousands around the community and even globally, seven awardees were honored November 13 at the 4th Annual 4th District Kindness Awards, hosted by Orange County Supervisors Chairman Doug Chaffee at Fullerton College. Held on the internationally recognized World Kindness Day, the event recognized outstanding individual in the 4th District, which is comprised of Brea, Buena Park, Fullerton, La Habra, Placentia, Stanton, portions of Anaheim, and unincorporated communities. Star-studded honorees included Anaheim resident Dr. Robert Ornelas, who has volunteered nearly 30 years with his hip-hop group, the SOG Crew, to feed the homeless, visit lonely seniors in living facilities, and provide Bible studies and needed supplies to high schools throughout the county, to name a few. As his music began to take off, Ornelas and his group have also traveled around the U.S. and globe to advocate for suicide and gang prevention, among other causes. "It's a tremendous honor to be nominated, to me. Kindness means putting others above ourselves, to give back without asking for anything in return," Ornelas said while accepting his award. Other honorees included Mary Shandro, known for her work at her local trauma intervention program, known as TIP, a nonprofit which provides emotional and practical aid to victims and their families in the first few hours after a traumatic event. Having volunteered for TIP for over 7 years, the Buena Park resident many times has arrived on scene of a traumatic incident to provide emotional support for victims. "It's a fantastic program," Shandro said when accepting her award. "Nine times out of ten, when we leave, the family thanks us for being there." Shandro's philanthropy has been extensive. While living abroad, she also volunteered for Samaritans, a suicide hotline based in Ewell, England. She has also worked with children with special needs for over 13 years, in addition to teaching prison inmates how to read and write, according to event MC Anaheim City Councilman Jose Moreno. Fullerton resident Vern Wagner was honored for over 30 years of volunteering to help students at Cal State Fullerton. Each spring, Wagner interviews 55 high school seniors over the course of 4 days for the President Scholars Program, one of the nation's highest honors for high school students. Known by students as Campus Mom, Wagner also hosts events at her home for students, provides rides to the airport, and dog sits, among others. "Truly cares for those around her," Moreno said during the ceremony. La Habra resident Noemi Valenzuela was honored for her work with local kids in need, translating documents for non-English speakers and providing food and fundraising for local families struggling financially. "It's my passion to serve the community and be with the kids. I love the kids," Valenzuela said. Sandy Castillo was recognized for bringing soccer to Placentia for 31 years after starting the first ever Top Soccer League in Southern California, a youth sports outreach program for athletes with special needs. Through the program, she has coached hundreds of young athletes. "This is not a one-man show. This is a community that gets together and decides that we have to make a difference," Castillo said during the ceremony. Danny Mendoza, founder and CEO of Together We Rise, was honored for helping youth navigate the foster care system through his nonprofit. At only 19 years old, Mendoza founded the charity after discovering his 9-year-old cousin was living in a car. Mendoza's Brea-based charity now has over 500,000 volunteers across the country, where locals get together within their areas to provide needed supplies and services for foster youth in need, including fundraising and supply drives, assembling toys, and more. Stanton teacher Maria Aline Sanchez was honored for over 20 years of helping children through Head Start, a nonprofit aimed at promoting school readiness for toddlers and infants from low-income families. Supervisor Chaffee joined others in touting the ceremony as a necessary community event, urging residents to become involved in community philanthropy moving forward. "It's just so important that more people know about this. These do such amazing work," Chaffee told the Epoch Times.